Copa Libertadores, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org/. Copa Santander Libertadores de America, known simply as Copa Libertadores, is an annual international club football competition organized by the Confederación Sudamericana de Fútbol since 1960. It is the most prestigious club competition in South America and one of the most watched events in the world, broadcasted in 135 nations worldwide. The name of the tournament is a homage to the Libertadores, the main leaders of the independence wars of South America. The competition has had several different formats over its lifetime. Initially, only the champions of South American leagues participated. In 1966, the runners-up of the South American leagues began to join. In 1998, Mexican teams were invited to compete. Today at least three clubs per country compete in the tournament, while Argentina and Brazil each have five clubs participating. Traditionally, a group stage has always been used, but the amount of teams per group has varied several times. The tournament consists of six stages. In the present format, it begins in early February with the first stage. The six surviving teams from the first stage join 26 teams in the second stage, in which there are eight groups consisting of four teams each. The eight group winners and eight runners-up enter the final four stages, better known as the knockout stages, which ends with the finals anywhere between June and August. The winner of the Copa Libertadores becomes eligible to play in two extra tournaments, the FIFA Club World Cup and the Recopa Sudamericana. The last winners of the competition was Argentine club Estudiantes de La Plata. Fellow Argentine club Independiente is the most successful club in the cup history, having won the tournament seven times. The cup has been won by 22 different clubs and won consecutively by six clubs, most recently by Boca Juniors in 2001. Section 1, History. The clashes for the Copa Rio de la Plata between the champions of Argentina and Uruguay kindled the idea of the continental competition in the 1930s. In 1948, the Copa de Campeones, the most direct precursor to the Copa Libertadores, was played and organized by Chilean club Colo-Colo. Held in Santiago, it brought together the champions of each nation's top national leagues. The tournament was won by Vasco da Gama of Brazil. However, it was not until 1958 when the basis and format of the competition was created, thanks to the efforts of Peñarol's board leaders, and in 1960, it was named in honor of the heroes of South American history, such as Bernardo O'Higgins, José de San Martín, Pedro I, and Simón Bolívar, among others. Section 1.1, Beginnings. 1960-1969. The first edition of the Copa Libertadores took place in 1960. Seven teams participated: Bahia of Brazil, Jorge Wilstermann of Bolivia, Millonarios of Colombia, Olimpia of Paraguay, Peñarol of Uruguay, San Lorenzo of Argentina and Universidad de Chile of Chile. The Uruguayans won the first ever edition, defeating Olimpia in the finals and successfully defended the title in 1961. It proved to be historic justice for many due to Peñarol's great contributions to the creation of the tournament, but the Copa Libertadores did not receive international attention until its third edition, which was swept through the sublime football of the Santos team led by Pelé, considered by some the best club team of all times. The Ballet Blanco or White Ballet, which dazzled the world during that time, won the title of 1962, defeating the defending champions Peñarol in the finals. A year later, Ori and his compatriot Coutinho demonstrated their skills again in the form of tricks, dribbles, backheels, and goals, including 2 in th. The second leg of the final at La Bombonera, to subdue Boca Juniors 1-2 and keep the trophy again. Argentine football finally inscribed their name on the winners list in 1964, when Independiente became champions after disposing of the powerful title holders Santos and Uruguayan side Nacional in the finals. Independiente successfully defended the title in 1965, Peñarol would defeat River Plate in a playoff to win their third title, and Racing Club would go on to claim the spoils in 1967. But the next biggest highlight of the competition, after Pel Santos, did not happen until 1968 with the introduction of Estudiantes de La Plata. Estudiantes de La Plata, a modest neighborhood club and a denominated minor team in Argentina, had a style that prioritized athletic preparation and achieving results at all costs. The Conjunto de Laboratorio or Laboratory Group, led by coach Osvaldo Zubeldia and a team built around outstanding figures such as Carlos Bilardo, Oscar Malburnett and Juan Ramón Verón, went on to become the first ever tricampeón of the competition. The Pincheritas won their first ever final in 1968, overcoming Palmeiras, and defended the title in 1969 and 1970 against Nacional and Peñarol respectively. Although Peñarol was the first club to achieve three titles, Estudiantes had done this feat in a consecutive fashion. Peñarol did it in two different periods after winning the 1960 and 1961 editions and then again in 1966. Section 1.2, Argentine Decade. 1970-1979. The 1970s was clearly dominated by Argentine clubs with the exception of three editions. In a rematch of the 1969 finals, Nacional emerged as the champions of the 1971 tournament after overcoming an Estudiantes squad depleted of key players that helped lift it to its recent glory. With two titles already in its showcase, Independiente created a winning mystique which was prolongated by Francisco Sá, José Omar Pastoriza, Ricardo Boccini and Daniel Bertoni, pillars of the titles of 1972, 1973, 1974, and 1975. Their Tetracampeonato has been a feat only achieved this once. Independiente's home stadium, La Doble Visera, became one of the most dreaded venues for visiting teams to play at. The reign of Los Diablos Rojos finally ended in 1976, when they were defeated by fellow Argentine club River Plate in the second phase in a dramatic playoff for a place in the finals for their second time in history. However, in the finals River Plate themselves would be beaten by Cruzeiro of Brazil, as the title returned to a Brazilian club after 13 years.